Introduction. If you had a Ferrari to drive, then you would probably not drive other cars. AI is like a Ferrari, while other resources are like manual cars. AI, ChatGPT, can be a lifesaver for many writers, especially academics. Academic writing, for example, writing a thesis or dissertation, is not a simple task. Professional skills are required to accomplish these tasks. You can thank ChatGPT for saving you time and effort writing academic papers. All you need is solid ChatGPT prompts to get excellent results. You can use these prompts for different resources, for instance, topic ideas, conclusions, and discussions. So, without wasting any more time, start reading these ChatGPT prompts and choose the ones that are perfect for your academic writing. 110 Best ChatGPT Prompts for Academic Writing. Best ChatGPT prompts for selecting a topic for my argumentative essay. It should be related to your subject area and something current and relevant. Can you also suggest some unique ideas? 2. I want to write an essay in the field of your subject area. Give me 10 topic ideas. Also, I want them to be thought-provoking and relevant to current issues. 3. I'm writing a dissertation in subject. Can you help me brainstorm 5 potential topics that are new and offer room for further research? 4. What are some trending and interesting topics I can write about in field of study? Also, I want something that has not been overdone. Best ChatGPT prompts for title creation. 5. Suggest some interesting titles for a research paper on specific subject. In addition, it should be professional but engaging. 6. I need help creating a title for my essay on topic. It should be concise, but give a clear indication of title ideas for my thesis on subject. It needs to sound academic and convey the significance of my research. Best ChatGPT prompts for writing an introduction. 8. Write an introduction for an essay on subject that highlight the importance of the topic and also what I aim to achieve through my research. 9. I need an academic introduction for a paper on topic. It should present the key question and summarize the main points I will cover. 10. How can I start an introduction for my argumentative essay on topic? It should grab attention and provide context before introducing my stance. 11. I need a creative introduction for an essay on subject. The intro should also capture the reader's interest in the first few lines. Best ChatGPT prompts for writing a literature review. 12. Help me write a literature review on topic. I also need key findings, methodologies, and gaps in the research. Can you summarize the main trends and debates in the literature on subject? I need to highlight significant contributions as well as areas that require further study. 14. Write a literature review introduction for topic. I also need an overview of existing research and explain its relevance to my own study. Best ChatGPT prompts for comparative analysis. 15. How can I compare and contrast different theories on topic for my literature review? Highlight their strengths and weaknesses. 16. Help me analyze 2 conflicting viewpoints in the literature on subject. I need to present them objectively and show their impact on the field. 17. Summarize the key methodologies used in the literature on topic. Also, explain how they differ in terms of approach and effectiveness. Best ChatGPT prompts for identifying research gaps. Can you help me identify the gaps in the current literature on topic? I need to point out areas where further research is required. 19. What are the limitations and gaps in the existing research on subject? I want to highlight these in my literature review to justify my study. 20. Help me identify areas where the research on topic is lacking, as well as explain how my own study will address these gaps. Best ChatGPT prompts for organizing themes. 21. Write a literature review that organizes the research on topic into the following 3 main themes: theme 1, theme 2, and theme 3. 22. How can I organize my literature review into thematic sections for subject? Suggest a structure that groups similar studies together. 23. I need to group the literature on topic into categories based on their findings. Can you also help me identify the main categories and organize my critiquing sources? 24. Write a critical evaluation of the key studies on topic. I want to highlight their contributions, but also point out their limitations. 25. Help me critique the methodologies used in the literature on subject. I need to discuss the strengths and weaknesses of each approach. 26. Can you help me review the quality of the sources on topic? You should also evaluate the reliability and validity of the research. Best ChatGPT prompts for general methodology overview. 27. Help me write a clear and concise research methodology section for my study on topic. It also includes my research design, data collection, and analysis methods. 28. Can you explain the methodology for my research on topic? I need to describe the approach and justify why it's suitable for this study. 29. Write a research methodology section that outlines the steps I will take to investigate topic. Also, include details on how I will collect and analyze the research design. 30. How can I describe the research design for my study on topic? I want to explain whether it is qualitative, quantitative, or mixed methods, and why I chose this approach. 31. Write a section explaining the research design for a qualitative/quantitative study on subject. It includes details on the study's structure and objectives. 32. Can you help me articulate the research design of my study on topic, explaining whether it is experimental, correlational, or observational? 33. Describe the sampling methods I will use for my research on topic. I need to explain how I will select participants and why this method is appropriate. 34. Help me write about the sampling techniques for my study. Should I use random, stratified, or convenient sampling for topic? 35. Can you provide a detailed explanation of my sampling method for a quantitative/qualitative study on subject? I need to justify the sample 36. Size and selection criteria.
How can I
criteria?
Ensure validity and reliability in the research design for my study on topic?
Provide suggestions for improving measurement accuracy. 37. Can you help me develop a research design for topic that minimizes bias and ensures the validity of the findings? Explain the necessary controls and precautions. 38. I am conducting research on, insert your research topic. I need help designing a robust research methodology for this study. Can you guide me through the key components of research design? 39. I'm starting a research study on, insert topic, and need help creating a strong research design. Can you help me with the following aspects? Defining the research type, exploratory, descriptive, or explanatory, and why it's suitable. Best ChatGPT prompts for data collection. 40. Write a section describing the data collection methods I will use for my research on topic, whether surveys, 41. Interviews,
help
or explain how I will collect data for my research on subject. Should I use primary or secondary data, and how will I implement this? 42. Describe the process of gathering data for my study. I will be using surveys/interviews/observations. Can you help me outline this clearly? Best ChatGPT prompts for data analysis. 43. Can you help me write the data analysis section of my research methodology? I need to explain how I will analyze both qualitative and quantitative data on topic. 44. Explain the data analysis process I will follow for my study on topic, focusing on statistical tests, coding qualitative data, or using specific software. 45. How should I describe the statistical methods I will use to analyze data for my research on topic? I want to explain which tests I'll use and
for
research ethics. 46. Write a short section on the ethical considerations I must follow for my research on topic, focusing on participant consent and confidentiality. 47. Help me explain how I will ensure ethical standards in my research, especially regarding data privacy and participant rights. 48. Describe the ethical guidelines I need to include in my methodology section, with a focus on how I will protect participants during data collection. Best ChatGPT prompts for limitations of the methodology. 49. How can I describe the limitations of my research methodology for topic? I need to acknowledge any potential biases or weaknesses.
50. Write a section that explains the limitations of my chosen research methods for topic, and also how I plan to mitigate these issues. 51. Help me outline the possible limitations of my research methodology for subject, including any factors that might affect the results for general results overview. 52. Help me write the results section for my study on topic. I want to present my findings clearly and concisely without interpretation. 53. Can you summarize the key findings of my research on subject and present them in an organized manner for the results section? 54. Write the results section for my qualitative/quantitative research, focusing on the most significant data points and outcomes. Best ChatGPT prompts for presenting quantitative data. 55. Help me write the results section, focusing on my quantitative data from experiment/survey. Also, include the main statistical findings and patterns. 56. Write a results section explaining the statistical tests I conducted, including specific test, and present the key results for topic. 57. Can you summarize the results of my statistical analysis for topic? Include the main figures, charts, and tables for NES for presenting qualitative data. 58. Write the results section for my qualitative research on topic, summarizing key themes and patterns that emerged from the data. 59. Help me present the results of my interviews for subject, since I want to summarize the recurring themes and provide relevant quotes from participants. 60. How can I illustrate the key findings from my qualitative study on topic, organizing them by theme or research question? Best ChatGPT prompts for highlighting key findings. 61. Can you help me write a section highlighting the most significant findings from my study on topic, making sure it's clear and easy to follow? 62. Summarize the key results from my research on topic, focusing on the most important data that supports my hypothesis. 63. Help me organize the results from my study into clear subsections, highlighting the main findings for each research question. Prompts for visual aids and data representation. 64. How can I introduce the tables and figures in my results section? I need to explain what they represent without interpreting the data. 65. Write a results section that includes references to the figures and charts, explaining the key takeaways from each visual representation. 66. Help me incorporate my graphs and charts into the results section for topic. I want to explain them clearly and connect them to my main findings. Best ChatGPT prompts for reporting unexpected or null results. 67. How can I report unexpected or null results in the results section for my study on topic? I need to present them objectively without drawing conclusions. 68. Write a section for my research results that addresses any unexpected findings or non-significant data points. 69. Help me explain the null results I received in my study. I need to present them in a way that is clear and objective for comparative results. 70. Help me write a results section comparing my findings with the results of similar studies in subject. I want to show how my results align or differ. 71. How can I organize my results to compare different groups or conditions in my study on topic? I need to present clear, comparative findings. 72. Write a results section that compares my experimental and control group data, highlighting the differences and similarities. Best ChatGPT prompts for general overview of findings. 73. Help me write the discussion section for my research on topic. I need to explain what the results mean and how they relate to my original research question. 74. Can you summarize the key findings of my study and discuss their significance in relation to the existing literature on topic? 75. Write a discussion that interprets the main results of my research, explaining how they support or contradict my hypothesis for connecting to the research question and hypothesis. 76. Help me discuss how the findings from my study answer my initial research question and whether they support or reject my hypothesis. 77. Write a section that connects the results to the research question, explaining how the data either supports or challenges my hypothesis. 78. Can you help me explain how the findings of my study align with or differ from my original hypothesis on topic? Best ChatGPT prompts for comparison with existing literature. 79. Write a discussion comparing my findings on, topic, with the existing research. I need to explain where my results fit into the broader literature. 80. How can I discuss my results in the context of other studies on, topic? I want to highlight similarities and differences in the findings. 81. Help me analyze how my study's results contribute to the current understanding of, topic, based on previous research for interpretation of unexpected results. 82. How can I explain unexpected or surprising results in the discussion section? I need to provide possible reasons for these outcomes. 83. Write a section for my discussion that addresses any unanticipated findings and their potential implications for, subject. 84. Help me interpret the unexpected results of my study. I want to suggest reasons why these findings might have occurred. 85. Can you help me frame a paragraph explaining how certain limitations in my study might have contributed to the null results? Best ChatGPT prompts for discussing study limitations. 86. Help me write about the limitations of my research on, topic. I want to acknowledge the weaknesses in the methodology and their potential impact on the results. 87. Write a section in my discussion that addresses the limitations of my study, explaining how they might affect the generalizability of the findings for suggesting implications. 88. Can you help me discuss the broader implications of my findings? I want to explain how my research on, topic, might affect future studies or practical applications. 89. Write a discussion that explains the real-world implications of my results and how they can be applied to, specific field or industry. 90. How can I explain the impact of my findings on the field of, subject, and what should future researchers consider based on my results? Best ChatGPT prompts for proposing future research. 91. Help me write a section that suggests areas for future research based on the findings and limitations of my study. 92. Can you suggest potential directions for future studies in my discussion section, building on the gaps identified in my research on, topic? 93. Write a paragraph discussing how future research could address the limitations or unanswered questions in my study on, prompts for offering concluding thoughts. 94. Write a concluding paragraph for the discussion that summarizes the key points as well as emphasizes the importance of the findings in, subject. 95. How can I end the discussion section with a strong conclusion that ties together the main findings and their broader significance? 96. Help me write a conclusion for my discussion that restates the main results and suggests their long-term impact on, field. Best ChatGPT prompts for highlighting key findings. 97. Summarize the key findings of my research in the conclusion as well as explain their importance for, subject. 98. Write a conclusion that highlights the most important results from my study and suggests their implications for future research. 99. Help me write a conclusion that focuses on the key takeaways from my research and explains why they matter. A conclusion that explains how my findings can be applied in real-world settings, especially in industry or practice. Best ChatGPT prompts for creating an abstract. 101. Help me write an abstract for my research on, topic. It should summarize the purpose, methodology, key findings, as well as conclusion in 150 to 250 words. 102. Can you create a clear and concise abstract for my study on, subject, focusing on the research question, methods, results, and implications? 103. Write an abstract that summarizes my research on, topic, including the background, objectives, methodology, and key findings. Best ChatGPT prompts for highlighting key results. 104. Can you help me write a sentence for the abstract that highlights the most significant results from my research on, topic? 105. How can I present the key findings of my study in the abstract without going into too much detail? Write a brief summary of the main results of my research for the abstract, focusing on the most important data points. Best ChatGPT prompts for implications and conclusions. 107. Help me conclude my abstract with a sentence that discusses the implications of my findings for, subject, as well as suggests future research directions. 108. Write a final sentence for my abstract that summarizes the main conclusion and the impact of my study on, topic. Best ChatGPT prompts for formatting the title page. 109. Can you help me format the title page for my research paper? It should include the following: 1. Title, my name, institution, and any other required information. 110. Write a properly formatted title page for my research paper, including the title, my full name, as well as the name of my academic institution and academic writing. When using ChatGPT prompts for academic writing, remember these things. Double-check facts. ChatGPT might make mistakes. So, always check its information with reliable sources. Be aware of bias. ChatGPT might have learned biases from the data it was trained on. Be careful when writing about sensitive topics. Cite properly. Give ChatGPT credit if you use its words directly. However, it is better to write it in your own words. Do your own work. Don't just copy and paste from ChatGPT. Instead, understand the ideas and explain them in your own way. Think critically. ChatGPT can help you start, but you need to make sure it's good and fits your topic. So, edit it to be clear and sound like an academic paper. AI tools like ChatGPT and its prompts can be beneficial for academic writing. They provide ideas, prompts, and structure. However, you need to use these tools wisely. AI can give you a strong starting point, but your input and critical thinking are vital to creating a successful academic paper. Journal publisher can also help you shine in your academic work through dissertation editing services and thesis editing services.